The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" So if you're living your life and you don't believe there's a Creator, and you think that something pleasant will happen when you die, you're in for a nasty shock. You could spend a long time in the coffin with your corpse while it rots and stuck with it for many centuries afterwards. Or you might end up in a crematorium oven for a long time, or you might get to haunt one of your family or friends. But any way you look at it, it's something that you really don't want to get into. So simple to believe the Creator exists, so I would encourage you to do that. If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven?" Which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority. If they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life. So again, if you at some point made a decision that the Almighty existed and since then you've lived as though he doesn't exist, you're in for a nasty shock when you die. So it's a good time right now to decide to make an effort to build a relationship with him because that's what he wants with you. If you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, who you may know as Jesus. The Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." Today's topic is a continuation, important insights from Yah overview. This broadcast shares a diversity of verbatim quotes of words spoken to me by the Creator in just over 2 weeks, from the 6th to the 23rd of August 2014. These quotes address a number of challenging issues and also challenge you to seek to hear Father Yah that clearly and become his spokesperson. Finally, we examine some questions relating to your relationship with the Almighty Creator. I want to stress, doesn't matter who you are, what your situation is right now, you can come to a place where you are close to Father and you hear him clearly. It's absolutely doable. Introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant. I have 27 years experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty. Following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Meshu Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email, articles, websites, this radio program, and physical books. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's endtimeissueministries.org for more information. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com, the show and podcasts for previous broadcasts. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio, or one word, .com. Questions from last week's program. Saul asked, how are we to know what is really going to happen when we die? Well, Saul, you've got two choices, basically. You can go with what somebody else says, such as myself, or you can do the hard yards and get to a place where you have a close enough relationship with the Almighty that you'll be able to know for sure yourself. Ruth asked, with things being so messed up in this world, how can we know a difference can be made? Ruth, that's a faith thing, frankly. On the face of it, it's such a mess that there's no hope. I believe it can change, and that's why I have this radio program, that's why I have the website, that's why I have the mailing lists. Francis asks, is it the demons that keep the depravity going on in the world? Francis, yes, absolutely, that's the case. Peter asks, what are we to change in our lives, and how long do we have to make the changes? Peter, you've got the rest of your life to make the changes. I just can't tell you how long you're going to live. So if you were to die in an accident tomorrow, the question is, would you have made any changes today? An article on the website, Seven Components of Drawing Close to the Almighty. It's a page on the main menu. I suggest you go and read that and put it into practice. It's quite a weighty document. It'll take you a few years to work through all of that. So sort of take you about 2 years minimum to get to a place where you're really in a good relationship with Father, and you may never get there if you don't make the effort. So it's really up to you. Jasper asked, if we share our beliefs with others and they don't make changes, should we cut them out of our lives so not to anger the Almighty? Jasper, if you did that, you probably wouldn't have very many people around you. Fact is, we have to deal with unbelievers all the time when we go to the shops, when we're in business, etc. Father is concerned about your relationship with him. It's not for you to cut people out of your lives because they don't believe the way you think they should believe. That's between them. Sow seeds. Tell them the truth. If they listen, well and good. Tell them more. If they don't listen, then just stop talking to them. But you don't have to cut them out of your lives. You just may not have much in common to talk about, so you probably won't talk to them very much. Amy asked, how can we open our eyes to see the evil out there? Amy, well, it's all around you. Ask Father to open your eyes and I'm sure you'll see it. Philip said, do you think there will be a time of change where the believers will rise? Philip, I sincerely hope so, but it's only going to happen if people like you and I really work at it. We need to spread the word. We need to get more people understanding the truth and really working hard to make it possible for Yeshua to return, which is essentially the end result of what you're talking about there. Jasmine asked, where do we get these prayers? They're on the website, Jasmine. There's a page on the main menu called prayers, and there's several child pages there with important prayers, etc. So just go there. If you can't find it, email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org. Folks, it's important to understand Father doesn't want us being offensive and ugly to people because they don't believe. We need to lead lives which are an example, and hopefully over time they will also come to believe. They need to see something different about us. So we're returning to important insights that I've gained into various topics from day to day. It's a collection of short messages given by the Almighty with regard to various topics from the 6th to the 23rd of August 2014. I testify that these messages are accurate records of what I have heard him say to me. These messages were given in the weeks following a series of 7 3-day fasts seeking truth seeking to draw close to the Almighty. The Almighty Creator, Yah, the eternally self-existing, says, it is time to choose. Will you be my friend or my foe? There is no middle ground. Folks, at the time that I recorded these, I was walking around with a pocket notebook, and every time he gave me a message, I literally wrote it down there and then as a verbatim transcript of what he said to me. And I think you'll find that as I read them out to you, that they intuitively make sense that he would say things like that. It's the only time in my life that I've heard him so clearly for a period of a few months at the end of 2014. And then my wife betrayed me, I got upset, I got ill, and I lost that anointing. I've never recovered it. But it's available to you to hear him more clearly than I have ever heard him. It's open to you to get closer to him than I am. I'm just a stepping stone. I'm a root marker on the path. I'm an example. Don't look to me, look to Yah. Use me as an example, as a reference point, but I am not the goal. I'm an example of one who's made some progress towards the goal, but you can go further than I have done. On the 14th of August 2014, Yah said further, re-falling away, it is so easy to get comfortable, complacent, presumptuous, lazy, hard, indifferent, without emotion, without love, and I see and feel the difference, and it is extremely painful for me. Yari getting close to him. It is not difficult to get close to me. It is difficult to stay close to me. There is so much to distract you and pull you away. Yari, why believe? Because if you do, you open the door to the possibility of an eternal destiny of great esteem and glory. And if you do not, you relegate yourself to the certainty of being one of over 100 billion ancestor spirits, that's demons, with almost no possibility of serious promotion. All the senior positions are taken and tightly held. Yah, regarding why seek relationship? Because the rewards and recognition are substantial, and there is great esteem and prestige, and there are still many vacancies for you to become one of those closest to me in all of creation. Folks, those two quotes there are really important. The first one, if you become a demon, an ancestor spirit, because you don't believe, there are a huge number of demons. There are over 100 billion human beings who have died without believing in the Almighty. The upper ranks of the satanic and demonic realm are packed with people, and I say people intentionally, human beings, human spirits of deceased people who are trying to get closer to Satan, because that's where the power and authority is. The people that are in those positions have been there for centuries, for millennia, and they're not going to let go. So you're going to end up as a very junior demon if you die. If you die, yes, whatever you do, not going to be fun. Yari, divorce and joy, on the 14th of August 2014. It gives me great joy when a man who's married to a woman who is willfully and knowingly obstructing his service to me divorces her, knowing that he will lose his children, his house, and many of his possessions because he chooses me above her. Yari, single woman and joy. It gives me great joy when a woman chooses to be single and not seek a mate in order to serve me. Yari, married woman. It gives me great joy when a woman chooses to align herself entirely with her man and follow and support him in his service of me, no matter how hard things get, how many mistakes he makes, and how little she understands of what motivates him. Further comment, the level of ignorance of the fundamentals of existence is almost total. Folks, it's important to be aware. In 1993, after Father spoke to me, I went to a charismatic church who said the Bible was the word of God. I bought a Bible, I held it up, said, Father, I choose to believe this is your word. I'm asking you to answer all my questions. 8 years later, he said to me, the Bible's not my word. It took me another 10 years to come to terms with that. But for nearly 20 years now, I've been walking in a place where I'm not looking to the Bible as an authoritative reference to determine what I believe. I've been turning to him, and certainly what I've written in the last decade or so, there's a lot of revelation that you're not going to find anywhere else. Father went on to say, so many people come to me for feel-good experiences and not because they've made an informed decision to serve me. Regarding knowledge of what happens after death, on the 15th of August 2014, when a believer dies, they come to me and it is possible to pray them back to life because I'm able to send them back. Thus, there are reports of out-of-body experiences and people restored to life among believers. When an unbeliever dies, there is no power with the authority to send people back, so we have no reports of people going to hell and being told the truth. The nearest we have is Kenneth Hagen, who had been raised in a believing home but had not made a quality decision to accept me, and whose believing mother and grandmother prayed him back from the gates of hell once, but he was only delivered the second time when he cried out to me, Yah, for deliverance. In this age, I, that's Yah, am massively constrained by the rules of engagement in terms of what I can say and do, except through those true friends and true servants who will do the necessary work to know my will and proclaim it and action it. Further quote, there is no greater love than that a man should lay down his life for his friend. Will you lay down your life for me? That's Yah. And Father went on to say, technically a martyr is one who lays down their life for me, not necessarily in physical death, but also by sacrificing their comfort and well-being in favor of doing my will. Will you do all that it takes to serve me and love me as your friend, no matter what it costs you? Will you be a martyr for me by your way of living? Yari himself is provided on the 15th of August 2014. I will cause you to find favor, but you must do the hard yards in terms of being above sin and in harmony, and in terms of having quality merchandise to offer. Pray for wisdom and understanding, and then apply what I teach you and market effectively. Ask for commercial wisdom. He went on to say, the Jews understand this clearly. Yah regarding climbing to the greatest heights of the mountain. As you climb the mountain, the toe holds and the finger holds of new truths become harder to find and harder to hold on to. It is only by drawing closer to me and staying much closer to me than you are at present, that's speaking to me personally, that you will succeed in your desire to reach 100% of your potential. Yari mistakes he's made. There have been many times where I was overconfident that we would defeat Satan. The time of Yeshua was such a time through to and including Yahuchanan, that's John's visions, as recorded in Revelation. Rick Joyner was another case. Folks, it's so important to understand there's such misunderstanding that somehow Father will magic money into our bank accounts and what have you. There's a verse which says, my mighty one will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by the anointing that was upon Yeshua. So as a spirit-filled, anointed believer, you are given wisdom to get wealth. You're given the wisdom to work and earn a living. That's how Father will bless you financially. Give you wisdom to make good business deals. Give you favor to get good prices. But you have to do the work. You have to do the selling. If you don't ask people for business, they're not going to give it to you. Yari, the Christian Church, 15th of August, 2014. There is gross error in the Church of Jesus Christ today, with counterfeit miracles and false signs and wonders, coupled to great esteem for men and women I have utterly rejected because of their gross disobedience. Yari, signs and wonders on the 16th of August. The time of signs and wonders is past. People must believe because they've made a rational assessment that I exist and they choose to serve me. My existence is entirely capable of being deduced from inspection of the world in which you live, provided you set aside Bible-inspired misconceptions and modern wrong teaching. Manifestations of my power through people have almost always been misinterpreted by witnesses who've turned to worship the people rather than worshiping me. And many times the people through whom I operated have accepted this worship and fallen into pride and error, taking what I've done as an endorsement of their perceived rightness and righteousness, rather than what it was, my desire to bless my people through whatever vessel was available to me at the time. Folks, this is so important. There is so much error and confusion in the world today. There are so many people who mistakenly think that they are close to Father, that their churches are serving Father. They're not using the correct names. They're worshiping Jesus. They're worshiping the Bible. It's a huge mess. It grieves Father intensely. And nobody's listening, or virtually nobody's listening. And people don't want to hear the truth. It's tragic. Tragic for him and tragic for them. Those who are not anointed and who do not know of or understand the anointing completely misunderstand what I do through my anointed ones and think that it is the person and not me that is so gifted. Even many of my anointed ones do not really understand the distinction and focus on the person, not on me. Yari prayer for others on the 17th of August. The efficacy of prayer for others is a function of the authority of the person praying, their legal position vis-a-vis the person they're praying for, the position of the person being prayed for relative to me, Yah. The closer they are, the more effective the prayers. The further away they are, the stronger the hold of the forces of darkness, and the greater the intensity, frequency, and repetition of the prayer that is required to produce the desired result. In addition, if the person is actively opposed to the outcome that is being requested, it is very unlikely that the prayer will succeed. I will not override their will. Yari, death of children on the 17th of August. When an unborn child dies, its spirit goes wherever the spirit of the father is headed. The same with a child up to the age of puberty, unless they've made their own conscious decision prior to death. Children who become ancestor spirits are very trainable and can be trained in specialist roles that do not require life experience. They are in great demand and are another product of abortion clinics. Note from myself, this is a massive reason why believing women should not under any circumstances marry an unbeliever or have sex with an unbeliever. As a believing woman, if you give birth to a child of an unbelieving man, that child will become a demon if it dies before maturity, before majority, before puberty, even if it dies in the womb. Yari Christianity again. There is good in Christianity, just as there is good at some level in every religion. In some respects, Christianity does have more truth, especially regarding the fundamentals of Yeshua and the progression of my service over time. But this is offset by its underlying harsh, aggressive, and intolerant nature, accompanied by gross errors such as the names, the Sabbaths, and above all, worship of Yeshua. In broad terms, these errors neutralize the good. Yari, reigning with his spirit. To reign with my spirit means to overcome sin in your life, to overcome the opposition of the forces of darkness, to walk in extreme trust and belief or faith and harmony, to have a strong, moral, and powerful union with your covenant partner or partners. If you're in covenant, in other words, marriage, and to impact the world for good, meaning that you actively do things to lead other people to me and to serve me and draw close to me, you may also impact the world in other ways, such as in business practices, legislation, etc. Yari, teaching humans. There is so much that I've shown and taught men, for example, where to find specific minerals and precious metals and what to do with them, medicinal plants and what and how to extract the medicines and what to do with them, laws of chemistry and physics, etc. The list is endless. How do they think that these things have come into existence and they then figured them out? Folks, that's such an important point. If you really look at the world around you, go to the supermarket, buy some fruit and vegetables. Look at the amazing complexity, buy some flowers. Look at the beauty, look at the fruit, the delicate flavors. You don't really sincerely believe that that happened in some accidental, uncontrolled fashion. There has to have been a highly skilled, highly intelligent, creative agency that conceptualized those things, designed them, and had them made. And if you can find a way as a believer to express that concisely and succinctly to your unbelieving friends and relatives, I think you will have something that will work for them. I truly believe the majority of people who are unbelievers today would embrace Father if they were told the truth instead of all this claptrap that the Bible punches Disha. Yari friends, I would rather have half a dozen true friends than millions of believers who totally ignore me. Modern day evangelists have totally missed the point. The issue is not once saved, always saved. It is, have you brought your Father in joy, Father in heaven, joy today? And in recent generations, there have been no true friends, friends who have earnestly sought all truth and to draw really close to me. I have been very lonely for a long time, and I deeply desire friends in this generation. It is difficult to be a friend with someone who has all sorts of warped ideas about you and insists on holding on to all sorts of beliefs that are offensive and hurtful to you. The rules of engagement have proved to be far more restrictive than anticipated. People expect me to correct them, and when I do not, they assume they are correct because they're unaware of the rules of engagement. Teaching people about the rules of engagement is one of the most important messages of this age. A true friend constantly asks me for guidance and clarification, gives me the openings I need to guide them into all truth. And that is an ongoing day-by-day process. Yari, the self-centeredness of many anointed ones, on the 19th of August 2014. Something that upsets me greatly is that most anointed ones do not advise others to seek comparable anointing, but rather see themselves as special cases. Again, so important, folks. If you are a person with some level of anointing, the correct way for you to conduct yourself is to do everything you can to help other people get to where you are and then get beyond where you are. Nobody in this age is as close to Father as he would like us to be. It's up to each one of us to first of all do everything in our power to get close to him, and secondly do everything in our power to help others to get closer to him than we are. He's lonely, folks. He created this whole universe, this whole planet, this whole wonderful range of plants and animals and everything. For him to enjoy and have fellowship and friendship and companionship, and it's turned out into the most frightful mess. Please, starting right now, will you step up to the plate and start getting close to him? He would so appreciate that. Yari, believers with sin will fall away, 19th of August 2014. It does not matter how committed a believer is, how intensely anointed they are, and how powerful are the experiences they've had of me. If they have major sin and error in their lives, it gives the forces of darkness the right to constantly attack them and cause them loss, and they will eventually fall away. It is vital to deal with all sin and all error. While a person is doing that consistently, I can protect them to a significant level. Yari, those at the bottom of the barrel on the 19th of August 2014, and it's worth noting that when he called me in 2001, he told me that he was scraping the bottom of the barrel. It seems that those who are at the bottom of the barrel in terms of potential, the ones I least expect to serve me faithfully, may well be the only ones willing to admit their weaknesses and make the changes necessary to serve me wholeheartedly and become my friends in this generation. Yari, the rules of engagement. It is vital for people to understand how the rules of engagement restrict me and how much latitude the forces of darkness have to corrupt and mislead, and then daily make choices to serve me and seek me, seek my truths and ways of doing things. Yari, deliverance from demons. The essence of deliverance is repentance of sin and making right, so that the demons no longer have a legal right to attach themselves to that person. The majority of demons only attach after a person becomes a believer, and many arrive through the ministry of other believers, especially through laying on of hands, hugs, and other body-to-body contact. Yari, seeking people to turn to him on the 19th of August 2014. In every person on earth, except rejected ones, I am constantly on the lookout for them to ask questions that open the door for me to communicate more widely with them. It is currently a very discouraging and tedious wait, because so few are really thinking critically. Almost all are in a stupor of complacency and confidence that they know the way things should be, and the poor and weak only ask questions out of self-pity, not out of seeking answers that will shift their position. Yari, seeking truth. The love of and seeking after truth is almost non-existent in this age. Yari, the imperfections of his servants. So many people expect my servants to be perfect and then reject them the moment they find the slightest imperfections, whereas the reality is I am constrained to work through whoever will hear me and be obedient at even the most superficial level. In rejecting my servants, they reject me. Yari, what he can tell you, 20th of August 2014. Rules of engagement between myself, Yah, and Satan prevent me telling you anything you do not know unless you ask me or do something to put yourself in a place to hear new truths from me. And then I have the following in red letters in bold. I, Yah, am limited in speaking to you, brackets human beings, by the mental barriers you have put in place with regard to what you believe I can say to you and by your vocabulary. Folks, so important to understand the rules of engagement. Father is severely constrained over what he can say to you and how he can speak to you. Unless you pray the prayers that are on the website, Father, lead me by your Spirit every second of every day, and so on and so on and so on and so forth. There are a whole lot of prayers there. You need to pray those prayers, folks. Yari judgment on the 21st of August 2014. Judgment is based on absolutes, not relative and excuses. Adultery is adultery, whether you know it or not, and irrespective of what someone else did. Yari, the spirits of animals, the 21st of August. Unlike humans, the spirits of animals cease to exist on death. Yari, climbing the high peaks of his mountain. As you draw closer to me, the toe holds and finger holds on my mountain become smaller. The detail and nuances become finer and more difficult to grasp. The truths become more controversial, challenging, and difficult to grasp and accept. And the cares of this world and the pressures and attacks are more likely to dislodge you and cause you to let go of or forget what you've learned. It requires real grit and determination to climb to 100%. Yari, power anointing on the 21st of August 2014. Visible power anointing with signs and wonders such as healing and raising the dead is but one form of anointing. There are many others, such as for rulers and for wise men. Yari, the origin of Satanists and witches on the 22nd of August 2014. Many who turn to Satanism and witchcraft are the illegitimate sons and daughters of the aristocracy who are cursed because of their illegitimacy and whose demons know that they have been shortchanged and therefore seek power in other ways. Yari, the destiny of human beings on the 22nd of August 2014. Where will you spend eternity? A high throne of great splendor and with great esteem and authority with me in heaven? Or as an ancestor spirit or demon doomed to move from one human or animal carrier to another on earth and tasked to lead humans into deeper sin while under the control of vicious and oppressive demonic masterminds who torture you if you do not obey, or somewhere in between? The choice is yours. Yari, the outer darkness in heaven. I did not intend the outer darkness to be used at all. It is effectively the dungeon of heaven. It is pitch dark and uncomfortably cold, and there are tens of millions of people there, the product of weak and inaccurate evangelization. Yari, friends, there have been very few true friends since the death of those who followed Yeshua. True friends actively seek all truth and assertively adjust their beliefs as necessary on an ongoing basis. True friends do not allow any other human being to get in the way of their relationship with me. True friends are instantly obedient out of love and a deep desire to please. A true friend does just enough to earn their living and devotes the rest of their time to doing my work. True friends worship in spirit and in truth. They worship with their entire being. They never tire of worshipping me. Folks, I really encourage you to make a decision right now to seek a deep personal relationship with the Almighty Creator. That's why we're here. The only reason we are here is to be His friends, and there aren't any. I urge you, please, for your sake and for His. Yari, the masterminds on the 22nd of August 2014. The masterminds and Satan closed ranks very effectively after the death of Yahushua to corrupt and conceal the truth about what had happened. The governing council of the masterminds is here in London. Yari, not believing he exists on the 23rd of August 2014. The default position is that if you do not believe that I, Yah, exist, you automatically belong to Satan whether you believe he exists or not. That means that as long as you do not believe that I exist, You belong to a dispensation that considers eating the flesh of humans tortured to death in abominable ways as one of the highest privileges of rank, and you will spend at the very least the remaining nearly 1,000 years after your death as an ancestor spirit demon under the control of this evil power, whereas my, Yah's reign is one of love, moral, and just behavior. The fact is that you have been lied to. Yah read the challenges of serving him. The drawback of drawing close to me, Yah, is that you become the focus of attention of the forces of darkness, and it therefore becomes more difficult to earn a living. A sin-free life and intense harmony in your marriage are then critical. Yah read Yeshua's message on the 23rd of August, 2014. In Yeshua's case, his message was to believers who were in deep error. Today's message is in large measure to unbelievers whose forefathers were believers. Yah read demonic attack, 23rd of August. Generally, it is believers who are in serious error who most viciously oppose those who have important truths, because the more senior and more vicious demons are assigned to believers. Yah read the flood. The fact that Noah built a ship which successfully survived the ice comet catastrophe and took all types of animals with him is the greatest evidence that I was involved in the flood. Whether I caused it or foresaw it is less of an issue. Yah read distraction of believers. In practical terms, the cares of this world are the biggest single factor that distract believers from their service to me, far more than any specific demonic intervention, although the demons do actively seek to exacerbate the cares. Yah read marriage on the 23rd of August. Marriage is a huge mess, and people's understanding of the protocols and practices for a successful marriage is enormously corrupt. A vital component of believers gaining ground over the forces of darkness is that they build rock-solid, stable, dependable, harmonious, and anointed covenant unions of man and woman, that do endure to the end of their lives. Yari Yeshua being a way, not the way. Yeshua is an example, not the way. Every emissary of mine who has charted a course for my people must craft their own way, route, path, method of working with me, for each is unique and entirely different and is subject to different circumstances and life conditions. Each has a unique and different relationship with me. Each brings to bear their unique intellect, knowledge, and experience to partner with me in formulating and executing their journey. None of these is predictable or planned. Yah, read a soft heart. A soft heart is a vital component of drawing close to me and especially of becoming a close friend. Yah read the canon of scripture being closed and value in the Bible. The primary value of the Bible is that it is a reasonably accurate account of the progression of history of many of those who were closest to me up to just after the time of Yeshua. There is a massive gap with regard to the ensuing 2,000 years, and the lie about the canon of scripture being closed has been one of the mastermind's most effective lies. Yah read the emergence of anointed emissaries. And even then, those records do not record in any meaningful way the intense effort and self-sacrifice that predated the apparent sudden appearance of these men and women in the public eye. In conclusion, I pray that this has given you food for thought, actions and decisions you can take right now. Also, I pray that you have been challenged to seek to hear Father Yah as closely as I heard him in August 2014. It's available to you. When he spoke to me in 1993, and I knew he existed, one of the things that was real to me from that point on was that I knew he wanted to speak to me. So I went out of my way to hear him, not necessarily particularly successfully in the early days, but I did hear him. And I knew he wanted to speak to me. I didn't know really how to get to a place where I could hear him clearly, but I did what I could. You have me to guide you. You have my writings to guide you. It is possible for you to get to a place with fasting and prayer and study where you are close enough to him to hear him as clearly as I was in August 2014 when I made all these notes. And you can see just how self-evidently valid so many of those statements are. There's a big aha with many of those statements. So I want to close by challenging you. What is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator right now? Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and will be bitterly disappointed when you die. So if you're challenged, you could pray something like, Father Yah, in the name of Yeshua, James says that I can become your friend. I choose to become your friend. I ask you to help me to do everything I need to do to come to a place where one day you will say to me that I'm your friend. I ask you to bring the people you want into my life and take the people you don't want in my life out. I ask you to open the doors you want open in my life and close the doors you want closed. I ask you to lead me, teach me to be led by your Spirit every second of every day in every possible way. I ask you to help me to know your will and to do it. I ask you to help me to hear your voice and be instantly obedient. I thank you that your messengers encamp around me to protect me, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I thank you that you're my provider. Help me to become your friend. Folks, it doesn't matter exactly what you pray, but something like that. If you didn't pray along with me, you can get the recording. It'll be on the website tomorrow on the relationship with creatorradio.com website. You'll be able to download the recording in about 24 hours' time. 5 key documents on the main menu, web pages on the main menu. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. 7 components in drawing close to the Creator. Recommended worship. The Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. Where will you spend eternity? What is required in order to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity? All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom of the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page and are physically available. I publish regular email articles. Email james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search article keyword cloud, table of contents and article search to locate the information you're looking for. Folks, there's over 1,000 web pages, 1,000 articles, huge amount of information. The books amount to 9,000 pages. That's books published about a year ago. There's a huge amount that wasn't available to me when I started. You can go further than I have gone. It's there for you. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, I hope, I pray that you have been challenged today to seek a deep relationship with Father. I can't stress enough, this is not, if you get close to him, you can get to a place where you walk in divine health, divine prosperity, divine wisdom. But that's not the main reason to do it. The main reason to do it is because if you get close to him and you stay close to him for the rest of your life, you will qualify for a high rank in heaven with great prestige forever and ever and ever. Why would you want to give up that opportunity? It more than compensates for any difficulties or any hardships or any hard work that you have to do in this life. And it doesn't matter what your race is, what your nationality is, what your age is, your gender, your wealth or lack of it, your education or lack of it. I encourage you to go for it now. Good night. Father, I come to you.
Messiah.